on deck. Ahoy, mates. Welcome back to some more songs and stories of the Great Old Days of Sailing. So, as I said, I'm taking you back to the Great Old Days of Sailing. Yeah, I just said that. That's right. All right. And what period are we talking about? Well, men have been sailing the oceans for thousands of years. The Phoenicians, the Vikings, the Greeks, the Romans, the South Sea Islanders. But for the great period of square rigged sailing ships and the great period of sailing songs, we're talking about a period from, well, the earliest song I sang is about 6 a.m. Before that, I don't mean that. No, the earliest song I sing, I believe, was about events that took place around 1699. And men went right on singing songs on ships as long as ships had sails that could carry men on ocean voyages. So why did men go to sea? For money in the main. In the case of Navy captains, for glory and adventure. For the common sailor, the main reason was poverty. The slums of Liverpool and Belfast were filled with poverty, and poverty often leads to violence. Going to sea was a way to escape that. Ship life might be dangerous, brutal, monotonous, but at least a man knew he had a roof over his head, although it leaked, 3 meals a day, although it wasn't very good, and a little bit of something close to being a bed to sleep in, you see? Well, some men shipped out one step ahead of the law. Others found they had a great love of travel and of sailing and of the adventure. Richard Henry Dana, who wrote the book 2 years before the mast, was a student at Harvard when his eyesight was going bad. And he shipped out aboard a merchantman, he said, to give his eyes a rest. He saw much more than he ever would in books, I tell you that, you see? Well, many men would wonder why they ever left a life on shore for all the dangers that they faced out on the ocean. And many men went to sea against their will. When the ship was ready to sail and didn't have a full crew, the captain or the ship owner would pay a man known as a pressman or a crimp, and his job was to get men on board ship any way they could. And one of the ways they did it was they would hire a lady who would go into a tavern and look for a fella and buy him a few drinks, then buy him a few more drinks and a few more till he passed out. And then the crimp would take the man, toss him over his shoulder, take him out to the ship and dump him on the deck. The next day, the ship would set sail and the poor man would wake up with a blooming big head, and he'd look up and look out, and that's the view he would see. And he might say to the first mate, I didn't mean to go to sea. And the first mate would say, well, you're at sea now, and you'll be back in 2 years, and by then you'll either be a sailor or you'll be dead, one or the other. Many a wife and child lost a husband, father, for many years and had no idea where he went to because he can't send a letter back from the middle of the ocean. Well, many of those men shipped out with nothing but the clothes on the back. And this is a song all about that. It's about our fella who comes back from a voyage and ends up on another voyage and comes back from that voyage and ends up, you'll see what I mean. And it's called Row, Bullies, Row. And it don't mean row, row your boat, because you can't row a ship. There's a great big difference between a ship and a boat. You can put a boat on a ship, but you can't put a ship on a boat. And if you ever happen to be on a ship, don't call it a boat, or the sailors will just throw you overboard. No, this row, row, row is just something the same while the Santa man thinks up the next line. Here we go. Set off to sea for the port of New York, and it's row, ho, row, bullies, ho, them Liverpool gentlemen have got us in tow. From Liverpool to Frisco, a row that I went for to stay in that country, it was my intent. Their whiskey and women like ever old fools, I soon was transported back to Liverpool, and it's row, ho, row, bullies.
shore. The wind was against and the gales did roar. Up Battery Point we did anchor at last, with our cheap boom hove in and our canvas so fast that it drove. Ho! Rollboys, ho! Them Liverpool duties have got us in tow. But the best of intentions, they never get far. After 2 or 3 days at the door of a bar, I tossed up me liquor, and what do you think? Some rotten old man, he had doctored the drink at his row. Ho! Rollboys, ho! Them Liverpool duties have got us in tow. The next I remember, I woke in the morn on a three sky so yard about South Ringing Horn, with an old suit of oilskin, pair of socks, and an IOU nailed to the lid of a box at its row. Ho, bullies, ho, them Liverpool duties have got us in tow. And now we've arrived at the Bram Liver Docks, and all of them flash duties on the pierhead. A barrel has one cry in my pipe with advance, so I think it's high time that I get up and dance an intro. Ho, bullies, ho, them Liverpool duties have got us in tow. And by the way, what they meant when they said them Liverpool duties have got us in tow. When the ship was making great speed and they were on the way home, the sailors all had the feel that the girls in Liverpool, who they called Judy's, had a great big tow rope pulling them in, pulling them in, pulling them in, said, come on home, boys, we want to spend all your money, and it's row, ho, row, bullies, ho, them Liverpool Judy's have got us in tow. And come on back later for some more songs and stories of old sailing days.